Derek had talked about before, about the first time he was playing, the second time he was playing San Diego, he says, this is the first time I've ever done this. Played a team twice in a year, and he was looking forward to it because he had all this information. Mm-hmm. But the second game didn't go as good as the first in terms of moving the ball. Mm. You think he learned from that?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I would hope he learned from that. I would hope he learned that it's not going to be the same thing, you know, yeah. Which I think Derek knew that going in, you know, that it wouldn't be the same, you know, when we played San Diego game one and San Diego game two. But, as I said to the guys today, I mean, we have to learn from a lot of things, you know. I mean, we need to learn how to handle ourselves after, you know, winning a football game, what the next week is like. And, you know, if you're a lousy student, it's hard to learn sometimes, you know. I mean, so we got to do a good job that way and understand, you know. And I think from Derek's standpoint, you know, he has to learn that, hey, this game, you know, this game can be completely different, played completely different by Kansas City, you know. Or Kansas City may look at it and say, you know what, I mean, we had a 90-yard run come out of there, we had another run come out of there that, you know, maybe they don't feel like they played that play extremely well, you know. But short of that, maybe we played pretty well. So, I mean, you know, it's hard to tell what those guys, you know, what those guys are thinking, you know, on their side of the football.
Derek talked the other day about he feels a lot, he's be able to look off receivers, look off defenders a lot more with his eyes, his shoulder, things like that. How have you seen him grow since that part?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him grow a lot that way. I mean, you know, he's done a good job. He can use his vision pretty well, okay. He's starting to, you know, to be able to play with the secondary a little bit that way with his eyes, you know, and has a much more definitive plan on what he's doing with the football before the snap, you know. So I think the good thing is he's at a point now where he's getting the play from Greg, and as he gets the play from Greg, a picture is being drawn in his head immediately, you know, and he kind of has a pretty good idea what he's been seeing, you know, that way. So, you know, he's able to connect the dots pretty good that way. So that's the area that I've seen the most improvement, you know. And of course, in the ball game the other day, I mean, the thing I thought he did really well, I mentioned this the other day, is just I thought his accuracy was very good. You know, that's something that we want to see continue to improve.
Tony, kind of staying in that same vein, there were times when he rolled out, you saw him directing mm-hmm. receivers where to go,
right,
and then throwing to those receivers.
Yeah,
how much of that is just a natural progression for him, or is that maybe even him maybe even being ahead of the curve in terms of seeing the defense that way?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit being ahead of the curve, because sometimes when you do that, you know, you got to know what's happening in the back end, because all of a sudden you can get robbed, you know. I mean, you're there, you're redirecting traffic and you're throwing a ball, you think he's open, but all of a sudden something comes from your blind spot, you know. And I think that, you know, he has a pretty good feel for it right now. You know, he's starting to develop a better feel for it, and, you know, kind of how to play catch that way with some of his, you know, his different receivers right now, you know. And and I think he has a good idea what's happening in the back end of some of those coverages. So, you know, that's something that you really can't coach a lot, you know. It's happening in the games. It's something I've been around a few times, you know, with different quarterbacks like a Romo or somebody like that would do something that way, you know, and extend plays that way. And if you can get that and extend some plays, you know, you'll get some chunk plays.